Journalist Faye Flam interviewed risk communication expert Peter M. Sandman on March 3, 2021, about his top gripes about how public health professionals are communicating COVID-19 risk. This is Segment 3, The Bias in Favor of Pessimistic Messaging. For the other segments, the complete 2-hour interview, or other content on coronavirus risk communication, go to www.psandman.com.
I think it's worth noticing that public health has been pretty consistently, not absolutely consistently, but pretty consistently pessimistic throughout the pandemic. And that pessimism, that bias against optimism, which gets very extreme, you know, so that, you know, optimistic experts get really hostile responses from their colleagues, and something close to censorship occurs if somebody says, for example, that, you know, we may be getting near herd immunity, you know, and maybe that's why we saw a decline in the case count. You know, colleagues will pile on and say, how dare you suggest herd immunity? And that pessimistic bias is, I think, because people have a sense that if you say anything optimistic, the public will stop taking precautions. That optimism will undermine precaution taking. So we have to be doom and gloom.
That seems like it could totally backfire because people don't want to take precautions forever, but they're willing to take them for another couple months while we get the vaccines up, you know, up and running. But if you say, oh no, we're going to have to do this forever, people are going to, that's when the fatigue is going to set in and people are going to say, you know, I'd rather just take my chances. So
absolutely. I mean, if you put truth aside as a criterion and you're just thinking about effectiveness, there's very good data from, you know, from decades and decades on all kinds of issues, that the relationship between optimism and effective messaging is a U-curve. That too optimistic doesn't work and too pessimistic also doesn't work. And there's a sweet spot in the middle that's maximally effective. But I think a lot of people in public health see the sweet spot as very pessimistic. So, that, you know, I mean, take some concrete examples. You know, can vaccinated people transmit? You know, I mean, you know, and you've seen endless speculation from experts saying, we do not have evidence that COVID-19 vaccines work as a sterilizing vaccine, that they prevent transmission. We know they prevent symptomatic disease pretty effectively and severe disease very effectively, but do they prevent transmission? We don't know yet. And that's kind of true. On the other hand, the available evidence suggests that vaccination, including these vaccines, probably significantly reduces transmission. We just don't know how much yet. But both based on precedent and based on the evidence so far, there's a much stronger case to be made that vaccinated people can't, you know, or transmit way less than there is that vaccinated people are every bit as likely to transmit the disease as unvaccinated people. So, you know, the weight of the evidence is in an optimistic direction, but the weight of the communication has been in a pessimistic direction. There's been far more messaging that says, don't throw away your mask after you're vaccinated, even after, you know, a month after you're vaccinated, because we are not sure that vaccinated people can, you know, don't transmit. So you should act after being vaccinated as if you hadn't been vaccinated.
Yes.
And that very pessimistic message was designed to keep people from being insufficiently cautious. I think it overshoots and it makes people feel like vaccination, it doesn't do any good. You know, so why get vaccinated if I still can't hug my kids? You know, so I think it goes too far, but it's an example of the Guild being willing to distort the data in order to do what they think will maximize people's health precautions.
Yes, and I can see how that might not work the way they think, that you know, giving people some time frame, you know, talking about how if we can get the cases down with vaccines by a certain point, then we can start to, you know, visit each other again and be more social and be more affectionate and all those things that people miss, that I think that would actually maybe make people behave better than saying you're never going to be able to do any of those things again. I think at that point, it seems like you are on the wrong side of you're on the other side of the U curve, where people would say, well, then what's the point? You know, why bother?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think pessimism about whether vaccinated people can transmit, pessimism about whether vaccines will do all right against new variants, pessimism about whether outdoor socializing is safe enough. I think all those three are three good examples where, you know, two things are true. They've been more pessimistic than you and I think is optimally effective. That's true, but they would disagree. But what's clearly true is they've been more pessimistic than the data suggest.
Yes.
So they have been dishonest. That's clear. You and I think they've been dishonest foolishly, and they think they've been dishonest wisely.